Renewed questions about Afghanistan. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House defending the troop withdrawal after an Army report said senior administration officials failed to fully understand how quickly the Taliban would capture the Afghan capital.
A top commander on the ground during the withdrawal operation says that policymakers paid attention to indicators of what was happening. Military personnel would have been better prepared to conduct a more orderly evacuation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says they did plan for a range of contingencies. President Biden helps kick off an effort to make electric vehicles mainstream in America as part of a larger effort to rev up job growth. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, the announcement started with Australian company Tritium, a top electric charging station builder locating to Tennessee. Jane Hunter is Tritium's CEO.
Electric cars, vans, buses, aircrafts, boats, these are the future of transportation.
President Biden said it's not just about saving on expensive fuel, but also
making our country more economically competitive, lowering air pollution, and keeping families healthier as we tackle the climate crisis.
The goal, as part of the president's infrastructure law, building out 500,000 charging stations across America, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. The Justice Department is standing by a settlement reached with Boeing over problems with its 737 MAX jets.
Some relatives of people who died in 737 MAX crashes personally asked Attorney General Merrick Garland last month to reconsider an agreement to shield Boeing from criminal prosecution. They argue government lawyers violated crime victims law by not informing them of settlement negotiations. The Justice Department responds, the family members are not victims of a crime. Most of the $2.5 billion settlement goes to airlines whose planes were grounded after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. $500 million goes to a fund for victims' relatives.
Fox's Chris Foster. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The parents of a Michigan teen charged in a deadly high school shooting make their own court appearance.
In a preliminary hearing in Oakland County Court, a witness, Kira Pennock, who knew Jennifer and James Crumbly, testified.
She thought that it was weird that he wasn't out doing things like a normal kid.
Did she call him weird?
Yes.
Jennifer Crumbly's former boss also testifying that Crumbly thought she was failing her son. The couple facing four counts each of involuntary manslaughter for allegedly supplying 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly with a gun used at Oxford High School in November.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The attack killed four, injuring seven others. Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult and plans to use an insanity defense. A St. Louis couple who gained national attention for waving guns at racial injustice protesters are now on probation as attorneys. The Missouri Supreme Court also ruling today that if Mark and Patricia McCloskey violate their one-year probations, their law licenses will be suspended. A state attorney oversight agency requested discipline after the McCloskey pleaded guilty to misdemeanors, but were then pardoned by Republican Governor Mike Parson. A discount grocery chain is growing in the U.S.
Aldi is opening 150 new stores nationwide and a distribution center this year as part of the company's coast-to-coast expansion plan. The move will also create a slew of jobs and put Aldi on track to become the third largest U.S. grocery retailer by store count by the end of this year. This week, the company is opening up a location in Lafayette, Louisiana, marking the chain's first location in the state, and then will open two more Gulf Coast stores in early March. Aldi will add another 20 stores throughout the Southeast by the year's end.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Germany-based chain already operates more than 2,000 U.S. stores. A rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 372 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.